Welcome to your Eagles update for Wednesday, October 9th, as the Eagles continue to prepare for Sunday's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the big question, of course, who will be under center for the Eagles? Michael Vick with a hamstring injury is day-to-day still. He was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday. Elsewhere on the injury report, Patrick Chung returned as a full participant to practice. Of course, he's missed the last two games with a shoulder injury. But whether or not it is Michael Vick or Nick Foles under center, of course, Foles took all the team reps during practice on Wednesday. Either way, Chip Kelly says the offense remains the same.
It's not much different, you know, in terms of what we're throwing and how we approach the whole thing. So, they may like one individual route, like how the tight end breaks on this compared to that, but it's really not that much different between all three of them, to be honest with you. So.
Back in the 2012 offseason, before the Buccaneers hired Greg Schiano as their head coach, they interviewed Chip Kelly while Kelly was out on the recruiting trail. On Wednesday, Kelly reflected on those conversations.
I didn't want to leave the staff at Oregon at that time, and I didn't want to leave the players at Oregon at that time. They met me when I was on the road recruiting. I was impressed with the three Glazier brothers and impressed with Mark Dominic, but it was more a decision to stay at Oregon at the time than it was to go anywhere in the NFL. They contacted me, and I said I'd go to an interview as long as it didn't affect my recruiting. And it was the first time I'd ever been contacted by a team, so I said as long as it's not going to affect where I am, and they were gracious enough to work it into the schedule where it didn't affect the recruiting schedule, and I listened.
The leading rusher in the NFL through five games is LeSean McCoy, the Eagles running back, and Shady talked Wednesday about how his game as a running back changes if Nick Foles is the quarterback.
I don't think it had anything to do really with Foles. I think it's definitely a different threat. Well, Mike's, you know, at quarterback from the ability to run the ball. I mean, that's obvious. And Nick is, you know, still a good quarterback for sure. But I think it's a difference. As a defense, if I had to, you know, pick a guy to kind of stop and the running threat, I mean, obviously it would be Mike. So in that sense, I mean, yeah, you know, I think it changes differently. But we still run the same plays. I think we still can be successful running the ball, throwing the ball. I mean, as a defense, you gotta cover everything, no matter if it's deep balls or myself or whoever it is. You know, we're going to make plays, we're going to be aggressive with the play calls and keep everything the same.
On the other side of the line of scrimmage from the Eagles on Sunday will be quarterback Mike Glennon, the rookie who prepares to make his second start in the NFL. And the Eagles defense talked about what they need to do against the rookie signal caller.
Playing a rookie quarterback, just a guy that's not known, has no clue as to, you know, what the defensive game plan is going to be himself. He's a guy that doesn't know the tempo or the speed of the game. You know, it's much different than college. You know, we give a lot of respect to the quarterbacks, but when you're a rookie, it makes our job not necessarily easy, but it gives us an edge.
I think they got a lot of trust in him, you know, because Josh Freeman's not there anymore. You know, I think they made a call to, you know, go younger because they can work with him. But I think his confidence is up because, you know, he's getting his shot. You know, that's how I would take it. You know, I'm just, you know, putting words in his mouth. But I think from looking at him that he loves to stay in the pocket, and he definitely can make a lot of throws. So, you know, we got to make sure we get after him.
He's a big old boy that has a big arm, so he can make all those throws. So, you know, he's definitely got an NFL arm, and he can make any throw, you know, on the field.
Eagles Live returns tomorrow at noon right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and you can watch head coach Chip Kelly's press conference live right here at 11:40. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.